Comedian Bill Cosby plans to return to work. That's what his spokesman said last week as Cosby left the prison where he'd served 3 years for drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constant, a woman he had mentored. Lisa Lott Lublin is one of more than 50 other women who accused Cosby of sexual assault. She joins us from Las Vegas, where she's a teacher. Lisa Lott, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me, Celeste. I appreciate the opportunity.
How did you find out that Cosby was going free?
Oh, boy. Many times now I've been at work with students when I found out about situations with Cosby, and it happened again this time. My response was, are you kidding with me? Is he actually getting out, or are they talking about him getting out? And I was blown away. There was nothing to prepare me for this. There was no lead up to it. And it was just as surprising for me as I'm sure it was for everyone else.
I wonder what effect you think this might have on other women who have to make the difficult decision you did, whether to come forward and testify, whether to come forward and make police reports. How do you think this might affect their decisions?
Oh, this is going to be a huge impact negatively towards women, men, children who feel that they're going to be heard and that their perpetrator's going to, you know, be held accountable for their actions. That's always been the scariest part for victims to, you know, rehash, put all their information out in the open. It's devastating. Absolutely devastating. And then on top of it, it's that the celebrity's going to go free. So if it's someone of stature or power or, you know, influence in some other ways, you know, they feel like they're totally left alone.
You said before that the only thing you wanted from Bill Cosby were, and I'm quoting you here, an apology. Take responsibility for his actions, some remorse. Have you seen that?
Absolutely not. He still does not even, I mean, he's walking out of jail, throwing his hand up saying, I'm innocent. I always said I was innocent. You were never exonerated from being guilty. You just happened to get out of jail because you tweaked the system. I would sit and I would say, please just let him stay in jail as close to 3 years as possible, because at 3 years, he would have been available to do parole. And I think, honestly, that his punishment and his consequences is going to start showing up now, because now that he's out of jail, he's going to have to start facing the public and the ridicule. And it's already happening. The situation with Felicia Rashad and Howard University, that is just boiling and boiling and boiling and boiling over.
Let me just remind listeners what you're talking about. Felicia Rashad, who starred with Bill Cosby in The Cosby Show as his wife, tweeted the following after his release. Finally, with a number of exclamation points, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected. That's the end of her tweet. She later, after a great deal of pushback and criticism, put out of a clarification saying that she supports survivors coming forward. And as you say, she's a dean at Howard University, and they put out a statement as well supporting survivors that come forward. What do you make of this sort of pushback and debate that's happening in real time out in public? Because Bill Cosby is so well known and so famous, these discussions and debates are happening in the headlines.
Well, because I think that going through the trial with him and how it piggybacked on the Me Too movement, this was setting a precedent that there has got to be a change. You know, we want to change rape culture. We want to change the system for prosecuting, you know, perpetrators. We want to make victims feel that they are safe and that they have a reliable place where they can come in and talk about what's happened to them, and that there will be some sort of recourse for someone harming them.
So I wonder how you are grappling with all of this, not only what happened with Felicia Rashad and her walk back, not only with Cosby's release, but how do you view this at this point? It must have taken so much to decide to come forward, to decide to testify. And now knowing that he served 2 years only, what do you make of this? Is it progress?
I think it's absolutely progress because, again, everything that was done in the court system to find him guilty, he was guilty. They did everything right. If 65 women are accusing you of rape, why is there a statute of limitations in general? This is a crime against a human being, their body, their soul, their mind. It absolutely destroys their life and changes the pattern and pathways that this person is going to take forever.
Lisa Lott Lublin is one of more than 50 women who accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault. Lisa, thank you so much for continuing to speak up.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate it too.
Bill Cosby's conviction has been overturned, and we're left with a lot of legal questions. Fatima Goss-Graves is president and CEO of the National Women's Law Center. She's also a co-founder of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. So, Fatima, this conviction was pointed to as more than just one case. It was a symbol that even with a defendant as wealthy and famous as Bill Cosby, you could get a conviction. What does it mean now that that's been overturned?
Well, it's important to remember that as Me Too over the last few years has really taken off, it's never been about just one powerful person. It's really been about the power of survivors to change our culture and to change the ways that our laws work in practice. And so I think the Cosby case and even Bill Cosby's release really has revealed the many, many flaws in our criminal justice system. And I have a lot of hope that survivors will take up that mantle too.
Now, Bill Cosby claims he is innocent. Is that what the court decided?
Super important that everyone is reminded that the decision that freed him did not address innocence at all. It was really a legal issue about a promise that a prosecutor may or may not have made to him in 2005. And so nothing about the decision negates the fact that that Bill Cosby himself admitted in a deposition that he drugged women. Nothing about the decision negates the fact that a jury of his peers convicted him. And the many, many people who came forward bravely with a lot of risk to themselves, you know, that's who's on my mind and heart in these days, because I know they are so rightly disappointed in the way the system failed them.
It does call into question how difficult it is to get a conviction in these kind of cases of rape and sexual assault, in that Bill Cosby had 50 or more accusers, and it's still he still ended up getting convicted, but then again his conviction was overturned. So what does that tell you about what needs to happen next?
Well, I have to say that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision was really a highly unusual one, because here there wasn't actually a written agreement, you know, and so I'm not sure that you will see a broad application of this Bill Cosby rule in a lot of other cases. It really read like a decision that might apply to Bill Cosby and only Bill Cosby, and that brings up a range of power considerations. Part of the problem was the prosecutor didn't initially believe the woman who came forward. And the not being believed, not taking the concerns and claims seriously, is part of why it's hard to get a conviction in the first place. You know, most sexual assault isn't ever reported at all. But for those who do come forward and do report, they face people all along the way who disbelieve them, who disrespect them, who disregard them. And we have to look at this as a giant example of that has huge consequences, not just for the individuals in the Cosby case, but for the many people who are wondering whether they too should come forward.
And well, the next question then would have to be, for those people who are wondering whether they should come forward or not, how concerned are you that this will have a chilling effect?
It's my hope that the opposite will happen, that it will be a galvanizing moment for survivors, and that it will be a giant wake-up call for prosecutor offices around the country, around the steps that they have taken over the last several years, and whether or not they are meeting this moment. To meet this moment, we actually have to have spaces where survivors can get justice, can get accountability that feels real to them. And what's in place right now isn't working. It's not serving survivors well.
Fatima Goss Graves, president and CEO of the National Women's Law Center and a co-founder of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. Fatima, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.